In ancient times, the Middle East was a land of wonders and mysteries, where the tales of gods and men intertwined on the vast tapestry of history. In this setting, in the heart of Egypt, lived Hagar. Her childhood was spent among the fertile fields along the banks of the Nile, learning the traditions and myths of her people, always with a curious eye toward the horizon that promised unknown adventures. From a young age, Hagar stood out for her resilient spirit and her ability to adapt to circumstances. These qualities caught the attention of Sarah and Abraham, a couple who had arrived from distant lands to fulfill a divine promise. This promise was to grant them numerous descendants who would form the basis of great nations and through whom all the families of the world would be blessed. Hagar joined their household, not as an equal, but as a servant, a position that led her on a journey she could never have imagined. The arrival of Hagar in Sarah and Abraham's home marked the beginning of a new chapter in her life. Despite cultural and social differences, Hagar adapted to her new environment, learning from Sarah and developing a complex relationship with her. Although she was a servant, Hagar observed and learned, keeping her indomitable spirit intact. However, peace at home was constantly threatened by the shadow of Sarah's sterility. This situation created palpable tension, not only between Sarah and Abraham, but also in the society they lived in, where a woman's ability to bear children was of utmost importance. Consumed by hopelessness and social pressure, Sarah made a decision that would forever change Hagar's life. But before we continue with our story, don't forget to subscribe and like this video. Your interactions are crucial for bringing God's message to more homes. Now let us continue. In Genesis 16:2, it is written, "And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her." Sarah proposed to Abraham that Hagar be the surrogate mother of their child, a practice not uncommon in those times, but which carried enormous emotional and social weight for Hagar. This proposal meant entering into unknown territory, filled with hopes and fears. Despite her doubts, Hagar found herself contemplating the possibility of playing a crucial role in fulfilling the divine promise made to Abraham and Sarah. Hagar's decision to accept Sarah's proposal marked the beginning of a saga that would intertwine her destiny with that of future generations. With a mixture of fear and bravery, Hagar embarked on this new path, aware that her choice would have repercussions that extended beyond her own life, weaving her story into the great tapestry of human narrative. When Ishmael was conceived, the atmosphere in Abraham and Sarah's home changed palpably. The dynamic between Sarah and Hagar, once defined by clear roles of mistress and servant, became tense and complicated. Hagar, carrying in her womb Abraham's future son, felt a growing sense of value and autonomy within her. This change did not go unnoticed by Sarah, whose feelings of insecurity and jealousy intensified as she witnessed Hagar's transformation. In Genesis 16:4 we read, "And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes." Hagar's attitude, strengthened by her impending motherhood, began to change, and she looked upon Sarah with some disdain. This change was not well received by Sarah, and what was once a complicated but manageable relationship quickly became an open conflict. Feeling out of place in her own home and facing Hagar's contempt, Sarah reacted harshly, trying to reaffirm her position. The tension reached a critical point when Sarah imposed her authority with severity, crossing the boundaries of respect and compassion. Hagar, facing increasing hostility and increasingly harsh treatment, made a decision driven as much by despair as by the desire to protect her unborn child, to flee. In Genesis 16:6, it is written, "And Sarai dealt harshly with her, so she fled from her presence." Hagar's flight into the desert was an act of courage, but also of vulnerability. Alone in a relentless and vast landscape, Hagar confronted her deepest fears. Yet, in her vulnerability, she discovered an unknown strength. With each uncertain step through the dunes, her determination grew, fueled by the hope of a better future for herself and Ishmael. This crossing was not just an escape from oppression, but also a journey of self-discovery and affirmation of her own identity. In the vast and desolate desert, Hagar reached the lowest point of her despair. The scorching sun and the scarcity of water reflected her state of mind. Alone, fearful, and with an uncertain future for herself and her unborn child, Hagar cried out to the Lord. In Genesis 16:7-8, we read, "And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of Sarai, my mistress." At the moment of her greatest need, an angel appeared to Hagar by a fountain of water in the desert, a place that became a symbol of hope and rebirth. The angel revealed that her son Ishmael would be the founder of a great nation, infusing a renewed purpose and hope. In Genesis 16:11, the angel said, "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction." This revelation suggested a life full of challenges, but also of meaning. After this vision, Hagar decided to return to the home of Sarah and Abraham, motivated by the divine promise and the angel's assurance. In Genesis 16:9, the angel said, "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands." Motivated by the celestial encounter by the water fountain, Hagar returned, carrying with her a renewed faith and the divine promises about her son Ishmael. During the journey back, she reflected deeply on the angel's revelations and her place in the great divine design. In Genesis 16:11-12, the angel said, "And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren." This introspection strengthened her resolve and filled her with dignity, preparing her for the challenges she would face upon returning, ensuring her that her path and her son's were not alone. The reunion with Sarah and Abraham was a moment of tension, but also of resolution. Hagar, transformed by her experience in the desert, returned not as the fearful servant who had fled, but as the mother of Abraham's future son. The resolution of this conflict was not easy, but Hagar's certainty about her place and her value in Abraham and Sarah's home solidified. The birth of Ishmael was the beginning of a new chapter for Hagar. Not only did it mark the fulfillment of the divine promise, but it also redefined the relationship between Hagar, Sarah, and Abraham. Hagar, once a servant in a foreign home, had found her voice and her place as the mother of a promised nation. This moment of joy and fulfillment was a testament to her journey from the banks of the Nile to the heart of the desert, and finally to the fulfillment of a divine destiny. As Ishmael grew under the hot sun of Canaan, his character began to take shape, reflecting both Hagar's resilience and Abraham's faith. He was a boy with an easy laugh and a curious gaze, who ran between the tents and learned as much from his mother as from Abraham. The relationship between Ishmael and Hagar was deep, forged in the adversities of the desert and the divine promises. With Abraham, Ishmael shared moments of learning and play, and although he was not the heir according to the promise, Abraham loved him as a son. In a moment of divine revelation, God communicated with Abraham and marked the beginning of a new stage by changing his name to Abraham and that of Sarai to Sarah, symbolizing a renewal of their covenant. This act not only reaffirmed the alliance between God and Abraham, but also brought an extraordinary promise. Sarah, defying the limitations of her age, would give birth to Isaac. In Genesis 17:16, it is written, "And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." The incorporation of Isaac into the divine promise introduced a new complexity in the family dynamics. Placing Hagar and Ishmael in a context of uncertainty and apprehension about the future unfolding before them. The life of Hagar and Ishmael within Abraham's home was simple but full. Hagar, who once felt displaced and alone, had found her place as a mother and confidante. The days passed between daily tasks and the care of Ishmael, who grew up surrounded by love but also aware of the complex family dynamics. And one day the unimaginable happened. Sarah became pregnant, an event that defied all logic and expectation. Despite her advanced age, a factor that had led her to doubt and even laugh at the possibility of motherhood, the divine promise was fulfilled before her eyes. In Genesis 18:14, it is written, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son." This miraculous pregnancy not only revitalized her faith, but also set the stage for the birth of Isaac, whose name, full of joy and meaning, would always remind her of the astonishment and gratitude in the face of this unexpected gift. However, Isaac's arrival changed everything once again. The joy of the birth of the promised son filled the home, but also revived old tensions. Ishmael, who had once been the only son, now found himself in limbo, balancing between the affection of his father and the growing distance imposed by circumstances. The conflicts intensified during Isaac's weaning, a time traditionally celebrated with great joy. It was at this celebration that Ishmael, perhaps without measuring the depth of his actions, mocked his younger brother. This behavior, seen through the eyes of Sarah, was not only unacceptable, but also symbolized a threat to the future and inheritance of Isaac. Deeply concerned about the implications of these tensions and how they could affect the destiny of her son, Sarah made a drastic decision, convinced that the presence of Hagar and Ishmael jeopardized the divine promise made to Isaac. In Genesis 21:10, it is written, "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac." Faced with Sarah's insistence on separating Ishmael from the family, Abraham faced a personal and painful dilemma. At this critical moment, God appeared to him, advising him to listen to Sarah's voice and assuring him that Ishmael too would be blessed and become the founder of a great nation. In Genesis 21:12-13, we read, "And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight, because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called, and also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed." This divine promise alleviated Abraham's anguish, who, despite his love for Isaac, was torn by the idea of separating from Ishmael. The decision, though difficult, was imbued with faith in God's promises and the special destiny reserved for Ishmael. The preparation for departure was a moment of profound sadness and reflection for Hagar. Although she had already faced the desert once, the idea of returning to it, this time with her son, was terrifying. However, in her heart, the firmness and faith she had acquired in her first encounter with the angel sustained her. With each item she packed for the journey, Hagar prepared not just to survive, but to overcome the challenges she knew she would face. In her thoughts and emotions, fear mingled with a spark of hope. The promise of a future for Ishmael and the certainty that they were not alone on their journey. The farewell of Hagar and Ishmael from Abraham's house was a moment laden with emotion and pain. Hagar, with Ishmael holding her hand, cast one last look back at the place she had once called home, at the figure of Abraham, whose silhouette faded with each step they took toward the unknown. Words were insufficient to capture the whirlwind of emotions they felt, a mix of sadness, fear, and nascent determination. As they entered the desert, the reality of their situation became increasingly evident. The scarcity of water and food turned each day into a struggle for survival. Hagar, guided by a fierce maternal instinct, did everything she could to provide and protect Ishmael, whose strength and resilience were put to the test in this relentless environment. The culmination of her despair came when their provisions ran out. Hagar, facing the most feared possibility for any mother, the death of her son, placed Ishmael under the scant shadow of a bush and walked away to avoid witnessing the end she believed was inevitable. Hagar's tears, lost in the sand, were a silent testimony to her unfathomable pain. In Genesis 21:16, we read, "And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bowshot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept." Just when Hagar felt utterly desperate in the desert, something incredible happened. The angel of God appeared before her. This encounter was not only a consolation for Hagar, but also a reminder that Ishmael would have a bright future. In Genesis 21:17-18, it is written, "And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." This moment was crucial, not only because it saved their lives, but because it reinforced the idea that Ishmael would be very important. The angel's help enabled Hagar to regain her faith and move forward, knowing that she and her son had a special role in the great divine plan. As Hagar filled her water skin, the clear, refreshing water was much more than a mere promise of survival. It was a symbol of hope and the ongoing providence that had marked her path. This well, sprung as if by miracle in the middle of the desert, represented the affirmation that, despite the challenges, they were not alone. In the quiet of the desert, with Ishmael by her side, Hagar reflected on her journey from her departure from Egypt to that moment of renewal in the desert. Her faith had been tested in ways she had never imagined, but these trials also revealed an inner strength and depth of faith that became her guide. As she looked at Ishmael, no longer just as her son, but as the future of a great nation, Hagar understood that each step, each challenge, and each tear shed were part of a larger design, one full of promises and possibilities. After her second and definitive departure, Hagar and Ishmael found their place in the vastness of the desert. This arid and desolate landscape, which had once been the scene of her despair, transformed into the home where they thrived together. Mother and son wove a life marked by simplicity, adaptability, and strength. Ishmael, under Hagar's watchful eye, grew to become a young man of remarkable skills, particularly as an archer, reflecting not just survival in the desert, but also the promise of greatness that had been granted to him. In Genesis 21:20, it is written, "And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer." Ishmael forged his own legacy, marrying and having 12 sons, who became leaders of their own tribes, spreading across the desert and establishing the roots of what would eventually be known as the Arab people. In the desert evenings, with the sky ablaze in shades of orange and red, Hagar often reflected on her life. Looking back from her early days in Egypt, through her journey with Abraham and Sarah, and her life in the desert, Hagar saw a tapestry of trials and triumphs. The blessings received, especially in moments of greatest need, intertwined with the trials overcome, painting a picture of unwavering faith and indomitable resilience. Her story was a lesson that strength is not found in the absence of challenges, but in the ability to face and overcome them, keeping faith intact. As we conclude the epic narrative of Hagar, a reflective and motivating conclusion stands out. Her story is not just a tale of survival, but a song to the human capacity to transcend the most difficult circumstances through faith, hope, and unwavering love. In Psalms 46:1, it is written, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." As we delve into this incredible story of faith, survival, and redemption through the life of Hagar, We are inspired by her strength and her unwavering trust in divine providence. Her journey reminds us that even in the most difficult moments, we are not alone, and that each trial can lead us to a greater blessing if we keep our faith intact. With this spirit in our hearts, I invite you to join in prayer, seeking inspiration in Hagar's story, to face our own deserts with hope and bravery. Heavenly Father, in your infinite mercy, you guided Hagar through the desert, revealing springs of hope and promise in her moments of deepest despair. Just as you were with Hagar and her son on their journey, we ask that you walk with us in our own travels, filling us with the same faith and strength you granted them. Grant us the wisdom to recognize your presence in every challenge and the courage to embrace trials as opportunities for growth and closeness with you. We thank you for being a God of comfort and hope, who sees our struggles and comes close to lift us up. May we reflect your love in our actions, extending hands of help and words of comfort to those around us, thus being light amidst darkness. Help us to remember that, like Hagar, each one of us has a divine purpose in your greater plan. May our lives be a testament to your faithfulness and grace. In moments of uncertainty, strengthen us with the assurance that your plan for us is perfect and full of hope. With hearts full of gratitude and souls that seek your path, we raise this prayer to you, trusting in your everlasting love and your redeeming power. Amen. As we conclude this journey through the inspiring story of Hagar and her unwavering faith, we hope that you have found light and hope in her account. We invite you to reflect on the ways this story resonates in your own life and to carry with you the message of faith and resilience. If you enjoyed this journey through the pages of biblical history and wish to explore more stories full of faith and hope, we encourage you to subscribe to the Biblical Oasis channel. Don't forget to like this video, activate the notification bell to not miss any of our future stories, and of course, share in the comments which other Bible stories you would like us to explore and enrich. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith. May the peace and guidance of the Heavenly Father be with you until we meet again. God bless you.